Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. It's December 6th, 2013, and it got really cold. I don't like the cold. It's like, I am recording this in my home office. It was 58 degrees upstairs, and I live in Arizona. Not cool. Actually, very cool. I don't like that. Anyway, this week we're going to talk about movies and stuff. Toys. So let's talk about movies first. At the box office last week, The Hunger Games: Catching Fire, still number one with $74.2 million. Frozen, number two, $67.4 million. Thor: The Dark World, number three, $11.1 million. The Best Man Holiday, number four, $8.2 million. Homefront, number five, $6.9 million. And that's the top five! New this week, Out of the Furnace, Inside Llewellyn Davis, The Last Days on Mars, and other stuff in limited release. In the news, a new study from the Library of Congress this week says that about 70% of all silent-era films are lost forever, and those that survived are in pretty bad shape. There's 11,000 movies, 3,300 are left, and a lot of those are incomplete or damaged. I know a lot of you are saying, but I don't want to watch silent movies. And I'm sure someday someone will go, but I don't want to watch 2D movies. So it's a little sad. John Mulaney's sitcom moved to Fox, and it appears Nassim Pedrad and Elliot Gould are both still on deck to be on the show. Good times. Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark is being made into a movie, which should mean something to you if you were in school in the 1980s. Wonder Woman will be played by one, I might be pronouncing this wrong, Gal Gadot or Gadot in Superman vs. Batman or whatever the Man of Steel sequel will be called. She's cute, I bet she'll make a great action figure. The Rentals have reunited and have an album in the works. Yay, I think. And in more somber news, Fast and Furious star Paul Walker died this week. He was 40. On sale, Entertainment Earth. You get lots of things on sale. Daily deals are dealing daily, and great things are selling out and in huge numbers. When there are huge numbers available, sometimes there's not that many. But either way, really exciting stuff. Check them out, Entertainment Earth's daily deals. Also, all orders of in-stock items for $50 or more receive free shipping. And we're getting new stuff every day, and we're also selling out of stuff every day. So if you want something like Ted plush and it's in stock, I'd order it right now. It might be in stock right now, I'm not sure. You'll have to check, because I don't know when you're listening to this. I can guess. I'll probably be wrong. Is it the Super Bowl? Because it's too late if it's the Super Bowl. You'll miss Christmas. Anyway, toy news. Transformers Generations Deluxe Figures Wave 7 are starting to show up. Skids, Waspinator, Dreadwing, and Goldfire, which is really Goldbug. Did you order yours? You should. New Anchorman figures are up for pre-order. Brick Tamland, Champ Kind, and Battle Ready Brian can be yours if you order them and pay for them, and then we'll ship them to you. It's a good deal. 47 Ronin sword replicas are coming. Exciting, high-end stuff. We have three styles on the website right now. We've also added new pre-orders this week, and you can see case breakdowns for these. Captain America Marvel Legends Action Figures Wave 1, Amazing Spider-Man 2 Marvel Legends Action Figures Wave 1. Both of these waves include comic book figures, but it's coming out to tie into the movies, so you can build a figure from the comics. Good times. Day of the Doctor, Doctor Who, War Doctor figures, and Sonic Screwdrivers are up for grabs. This is from the recent TV special, which you probably saw or read about on the Wikipedia. We also added lots of other new Spider-Man and Captain America items. They're up now. Basically, it's all the movie stuff for next year. There are no new minifigures, but there's plenty of action figures. One of the coolest things, I think, you may disagree, and if you do, you are wrong, the 3¾-inch Spider-Man line will include action features, some of which include magnetic feet, which are really slick. I bought, back in the day, thousands of years ago, Toy Biz had the Marvel license for action figures. And every time there was a new Spider-Man movie, I would tend to pick up something. And they had Magnetic Feet Spider-Man for the second movie. It's one of my favorite figures. They also did a Spider-Man Classics version. But Magnetic Feet with Spider-Man are like the greatest thing you can possibly ever hope to own. Because you can stick Spider-Man to your refrigerator, or to your air conditioning vents, or to your filing cabinet at the office, or to your coworker with a metal hip. Maybe you shouldn't do that, but either way, it's magnetic and it's pretty cool. I recommend them highly, even though I don't have any yet. I'm sure they're going to be fun, because if you can stick Spider-Man to something upside down, that is a good time. And I'm excited for this kind of stuff. So you can have as much fun as I've been having, because I bought these things and they were like $5. thousands of years ago, you get a 6-inch superposable figure for $5 or $6. True. It's amazing. And anyway, it's an exciting time. It is the most wonderful time of the year if you like toys. So if you're a little kid, you're going to be getting a bunch of toys soon. Good for you. If you're an adult, the toy stores are there, but there's lots of people, and it's really annoying. So you should order your toys online for people, because I can keep doing podcasts, I can keep getting fed, and it's really all about me. But it's about you too, and you know, you don't have to go out and get stuff, fight crowds, look for a parking space. Have you tried parking at Target during lunch? You can't. You just can't. It's not done. Anyway, no offense to Target. I like going to Target, because where else am I going to buy my laundry detergent? Nice place. That's all I got, because I'm rambling too much. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for another episode of our exciting podcast. Check us out on Twitter, Facebook, and elsewhere online. We are very socially media, or media socialists or something. I think that's a great term. Anyway, see you guys next time on the podcast, because I said it already. Goodbye.